Let's move right on along here now. What I'm showing you here is an aerial photograph taken of Area 51, otherwise known as Dreamland or Groom Lake. It is a super top secret area in the Nevada test site where we are test flying the alien craft. Now, a lot of people didn't believe what John Lear and I have been telling them for a long time. And there is a radio show in Las Vegas called The Billy Goodman Happening. Is anybody here who listens to that? One gentleman in the back. Did you hear the Groom Lake trip?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Okay. What happened was they didn't believe what we were telling them, and all these people wanted to go out and see for themselves. So they put together this trip to Groom Lake. Now, in anticipation of this, a reporter from Santa Clara came down, got a grant from a radio station up there and came down and camped out up there watching Groom Lake for a week in advance and phoned in reports every night to the radio station. And he had dozens of sightings, unmistakably unidentified flying objects that could in no way, shape, or form be aircraft, all in the Groom Lake facility, in the air, doing things that are impossible to do. On the fateful night, 100 of Billy Goodman's listeners and Billy Goodman and about 9 members of the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department went up there and had a vigil. They had 4 sightings, and then the majority of the group left. 4 good sightings. Then the majority of the group left. 12 people stayed there all night and had 15 more documented sightings that they are ready, willing, and able to swear to. So, you can do with that piece of information whatever you wish. I suggest that those of you who can tune in to the Billy Goodman Happening every night, Sunday through Friday night at 10 p.m. It goes from 10 p.m. till 1 a.m. in the morning. It is the only radio show, in fact, it's the only media in the world that accurately reports the UFO issue. I have been a guest on there many, many times for the whole 3 hours. He has had Colonel Bo Greitz on there. He has had Brad Steiger on there. He will have anyone on there who knows anything about this and wants to be on. All you got to do is write him or call him, talk to him. His daytime number is area code 702-451. And I hope you're writing this down, Virgil. 702-451-3131 in the daytime. If he's not there, please leave a message for him. He will get back to you.
What is the name again?
His name is Billy Goodman.
What is the frequency?
It's 840 on the AM dial. Now, I'm trying to get it on my car radio here. That station is 50,000 watts, and it's heard in Canada. The whole state of California can hear it, Oregon, Idaho, all over the place, but I can't get it on my car radio in Sedona, Arizona. It's incredible, because it is the only... Billy Goodman, in my estimation, is a hero, because everyone else who has ever tried this in the past has lost their job, or the radio station has blown up, or something has happened. But Billy Goodman has sworn that he's going to persist until the truth comes out. So he will talk about it every night. He talks about other things, and he has other guests on, and he has entertainers on, and things like that. But his main issue is the UFO and the drug issue, and he wants to get to the truth. And he has sworn that he will persist until the truth comes out and nobody will make him stop. And I believe him. He's doing an absolutely wonderful job. Now, what does all this mean? It means that the secret government is not our government, and it is in full control and is powerful enough to assassinate a president and get away with it. They were powerful enough to tell Lyndon Johnson not to seek another term, and he didn't. How many of you have ever read or know anything about Lyndon Johnson? Anybody in here?
He was my teacher at school.
What did you learn about him?
Not much.
You think he would have not run for another term?
Not
This is one of the most ambitious men that ever lived. He was a politician's politician and one of the dirtiest of them all. And he wanted it all. He didn't run again because he was told by MJ-12 not to run again, because for him to run again and make a reversal on a Vietnam policy would have embarrassed the entire administration and could not have been explained. They needed to get another president in who would pull the troops out of Vietnam, because Vietnam was becoming an issue that was going to pull the government down. And Johnson was for finishing the war, not pulling out. President Nixon was forced to resign. The Watergate incident was created. Deep Throat was not one person, it was three people. The Washington Post is owned, and the editors all belong to the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, I don't mean owned by the Council on Foreign Relations as a body. It is owned by members of the Council on Foreign Relations. If you think that Bernstein and Woodward broke that story all on their own and their persistence, you better think again. They were led through that by their nose. Nixon was forced to resign. Nixon did something wrong. Did several things wrong. One, he opened up China. China had been isolated intentionally by the Soviet Union and the United States to prevent them from reaching a level of technology that would increase the pollution in the atmosphere and in the water of the earth. He did some other things, too, that they weren't too fond of. President Reagan's assassination, we believe, was an attempt to get Bush into office quicker than what he would have, and also to ensure that he got into office, because an election is always an iffy matter, and Bush had been their baby from the beginning. What can we do about this? Let me tell you what we can do about it.
I think we misunderstood something.
What?
Did you say Reagan's assassination?
No, no. Attempted assassination. Reagan, the attempted assassination on Reagan. Well, we might have missed something. I mean, he really wasn't alive for the last couple of years, was he? What can we do about this? It's very simple. This secret government may have control of the executive branch, but I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, you have control of the Congress, the senators and the House of Representatives, because you're the ones who elect them, and you're the ones who can unelect them. You can impeach them, you can investigate their background and dig up all the dirt that lies behind every single human being that ever lived. And if you think that's not true, I'll prove it to you. I'll never tell anybody what I find, but I'll dig in your background and find something that would really embarrass you in the front pages of the papers. Because none of us are really without sin. So you can get those guys if you want to. You can play the same games they play. You can investigate their background and dig out that dirt and put it in the front pages of the newspapers. And you can cause them to fall that way. Another way is you can write them letters and say, listen, this is what I know is going on, and I want it stopped, and I want those responsible prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, and if you don't do this, I'm going to do every single thing in my power to make sure that you never hold even the office of dog catcher in any city in this country. Now, you do have power, and you have friends that you can influence, and you can talk to groups as I am talking to groups, and we will furnish you information if you need it to do that. But this needs to be done. It must be done if you are to keep your freedoms, because they are going to take them away from you, and I guarantee you that. When the members of the Congress begin getting these letters, they're going to get worried because that's their future. You're talking about their paycheck. You're talking about their life. You're talking about the security of their family. Now you're hitting them in the gut. Really in the gut. Then you have to follow through with it. You have to start putting pressure on them. You have to follow those letters up with phone calls, and you have to get your friends to write letters and your friends to call. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if we start now, and if you, each one of you, can influence just 5 friends to do the same, and they can influence 5 friends to do the same, we can have those crooks on the carpet in front of Congress by the end of November. We can do that. You can do that. Now, this is not the time to be afraid that if you do it, you're going to get on somebody's list. You're already on their list. And you're not worth a barnyard chicken to them. You're already on their list. They don't care about you. They don't care about any of us. They will tolerate us as long as we are useful, and that is as far as they will tolerate us. When this one world economic organization comes into power, your Bill of Rights is going to be flushed right down the toilet. And if there's anybody in here who's working for the government and came to find out what I'm going to say today, I want to tell you that those are your rights also. And you're on the wrong side. And they will do to you just exactly what they did to Ollie North and Haldeman and Colson and Dean and anybody else who was loyal to them but became expendable to save themselves, because that's all they care about is themselves. Don't misplace your loyalty. Your loyalty belongs with the Constitution of the United States and nowhere else. It does not belong with me. I'm just marching into battle with you. Maybe right now I'm a little out in front. But believe me, when you start reading on your own and researching and looking into this, you'll run up here with me. I know you will. I have great faith in you. Americans have always been there when it counted. And if I didn't believe that in the bottom of my heart, I would not be up here doing this, because this is suicide without you. But I know you're going to be there. There's a lot of things you can do. You can research, you can write books, as Mr. DeMar has done. You can help in many ways. One of the ways that you can help is start teaching our children what the Constitution is, because they don't even know. And you know something? I'm not going to do it because I don't want to embarrass you, but you don't know either. Most of you in this room can't even tell me hardly anything about what the Constitution says, and you know it. That is the United States. It is our freedom. It is everything that we stand for. It is the only thing on earth worth protecting besides our family and our loved ones. There is nothing else to fight for. There is nothing else that has ever given anybody the freedoms and the chance and the opportunities that our Constitution gives us. And we must never lose sight of that. The Constitution has been taken out of the school books intentionally, ladies and gentlemen. The Rockefeller family owns most of the teaching colleges. Did you know that? They also own most of the textbook publishing companies. Did you know that? Did you know that the Federal Reserve is not an agency or a branch of the United States government, and our money is nothing but worthless printed paper? Did you know that when you pay your income taxes, you pay them to the IRS, which also is not an agency or a branch of the United States government? It is an agency of the Federal Reserve. It is the collection bureau to repay our national debt to those whom we borrowed it from. When you get your refund check, It does not come from the money you paid in. The money you paid in to income tax goes to the Federal Reserve to pay off the national debt. The United States government, to give you your refunds, has to borrow again from the Federal Reserve to give you your refunds, and we go more into debt. And did you know that if we started printing $100 bills right now with all the money printing presses that we have at our disposal and printed money 24 hours a day, every day, forever, we could never pay off the national debt because we cannot print the money fast enough to even catch up with the interest on the unprinted amount. Our children and our grandchildren and their grandchildren and their grandchildren and their grandchildren and their grandchildren have been bought and paid for and are in debt forever. And our nation is owned by the European banking interest who own the majority of the stock in the Federal Reserve. We have been asleep at the wheel, and we are teetering now on the brink of a cliff. And one wrong move, we will go over that brink. But if we very carefully get out of this car and pull it back away from the edge of the cliff and get it back on a straight course to our destination, the true destination that we should be headed for, which is peace and posterity and safety and security and love and happiness, then we can survive. But as I said before, I cannot do it for you. I will march as far as I can until they strike me down. You've got to catch up with me. You've got to be with me, all of you, every one of you. If you go home and sit and think the rest of it will do it for you, then there may be somebody else sitting, thinking the same thing, and somebody else. And we might end up with everybody thinking that somebody else is going to do it for them. It's too late. The Constitution of the United States and our freedom have never, ever been in greater danger than they are right now. We have never been at war with Russia. Russia is not our enemy. Russia has been our ally since the end of World War II, and I'm going to prove it to you right now. I'm going to show you a video that appeared on 60 Minutes last Sunday. And what did it say? How many of you have been reading in the papers that many of our generals and admirals and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of both countries have been going back and forth? Do you know what they're doing? Have you been watching what else has been happening in the world? They're taking inventory of the combined arsenals and getting ready to merge the two largest armies, navies, and air forces in the world to make this world government come about, and the target date is 1992. And a Russian general says it to Mike Wallace right in the film that they have never considered the United States to be their enemy, and you might think it's propaganda. He was telling the truth. The reason for the guise of antagonism between the two countries for all these years has been to hide the fact and take the public's eye off of what was really going on. And the reason that they kept such large standing armies was, one, to fund large sums of money that they needed besides the dope money and everything else into these black projects, and to keep these large standing armies, navies, and air forces in case the Earth was invaded from outer space. It's all done in secrecy, still being done in secrecy. But over the last 10 years, they've been slowly leaking information, slowly they've been telling you the truth. How many of you saw the end of the Olympic Games in Los Angeles? Anybody? Anybody see it on TV or videotape or on the news? This incredible event, the most beautiful, authentic-looking UFO you ever saw, came down out of the sky and landed right in the middle of the stadium. It was awe-inspiring. It was beautiful. The crowd went wild. It was shining down the blue beams of light exactly as the abductees described them. It was an exact copy of the real thing. It was sponsored by Levi Strauss. How many of you saw the Levi Strauss Dr. Slacks commercial recently? Where the guy runs in and says, hey, guess what, gang? He's got on Dr. Slacks. America is hosting EBs. And the guy says, EBs? What's EBs? EBs are extraterrestrial biological entities, and America is hosting EBs. And everybody says, EBs, jeebies. He told us the truth, but we laugh at it. Not too long ago, Gumby on Saturday morning, your kid was sitting there and you thought he was watching good television. Gumby was abducted, implanted, and returned. And the little boy said, I wish they'd do that to me. What do you think they're preparing those kids for? What else have you been seeing on TV? Alien Nation, who, by the way, look exactly like the group of aliens designated the Orange. How about War of the Worlds, which plays out the reality of John Lear's Lear hypothesis? What do you think is happening with E.T., with V, which is telling us that maybe we may have to resist in just this manner if it ever turns out that one of these guys are bad guys? And what happens in V? The bad guys back a one-world government that takes over the world. And the world thinks it's wonderful, don't they? Until one lone CIA agent discovers the truth. And then people form little resistance groups. Well, gang, let's form them before it happens. Let's don't wait till it happens. Let's do it now. Let's prevent it. Okay? Thank you.